This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Shanice, S-H-A-N-E-C-E, last name Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, date of birth October 28, 1991, patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This is a 32-year-old female who comes here for evaluation. She does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergies. The patient has a history of iron deficiency anemia. She complains of significant weakness and fatigue all the time. She says she has been anemic for last several years. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She has heavy periods, almost 7 to 8 days, every 28 days. In past, she had implant, which slowed down her menstruation or stopped it, but, you know, she did not go for follow-up, so that one is inactive. She also had history of adenoid and tonsil removal. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 3 inch, weighing 276, BMI 42, blood pressure 173 over 111. She says normally it is normal, but it is usually up when she goes to the doctor. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is, continued physical exam. Eyes ENT showed paler, lymph node negative, in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities, no edema. Her lab, her recent CBC, WPC 7.9, hemoglobin 8.3, hematocrit 29.7, MCV 63.6, RDW 17.8. all in favor of iron deficiency anemia. Her serum iron was very low at 12. Her saturation was 3%. Ferritin was also 3 nanogram per ml. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia and no response to orally administered iron. Diagnosis 2, menorrhagia. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and give her intravenous iron, 1 gram, after pre-medication with Benadryl and dexamethasone for next few hours. Once completed, we'll DCIV. We'll see her in 2 weeks. We'll check CBC and iron studies at baseline today. Thank you. This is a consultation on Shanice, S-H-A-N-E-C-E, manual. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears, 1 copy for our office. Thank you.